Well, hey, my sweet. Happy Friday. Happy maybe Black Friday. Happy day after Thanksgiving, depending on where you are in the world. And just sending you so much love today. For those of you celebrating Thanksgiving, I hope you had a great one. I had what I'm calling the un-Thanksgiving. I'm still grateful, but I definitely had an unusual and un-Thanksgiving, and I'm probably guessing I'm not the only one. I had plans of days of menus and relatives flying in, and thought it was going to be a whole thing, and spent so much time on Pinterest, like prepping these menus and getting like enjoying. I love going to the grocery store and getting the ingredients and food prep. And then, if you've been following along, my father went into the hospital unexpectedly with a blood clot situation last Friday, and he had went under anesthesia three times between I think Friday and Tuesday for different operations and procedures. We thought for sure he'd be able to come home Tuesday or Wednesday, and as of Friday, he's still in the hospital. So, and then Glenn fell under the weather for a minute, so it has just been like a un-Thanksgiving, even though I'm still thankful, between hospital trips and being there with him and then coming home and cooking for other family members. And so I found a way to make it enjoyable. It just wasn't what I had planned on. And I guess that's pretty typical with life, right? There's different seasons and different events, and sometimes we think something's going to turn out one way and it takes a different twist and turn. So it has certainly had me focus on the fragility of life more, seeing my dad in the hospital and seeing the different complications and what can happen, and has definitely made me, though he was always a really healthy guy, ate salmon and like loved to run. He jogged, whether it was like when we grew up in Michigan, whether it was snowing or raining or Christmas, he was out there for his run. But it's just that the human body is fragile, and so is life. So I think that I've one of the things I've been grateful for is like having this be a time of even deeper reflection than normal, and really making sure that I am living life in a way that I'm proud of, in a way that feels good to me, and getting out of shoulds and other people's expectations, and even some of my own unconscious plans, like really taking a look at if there are no consequences or limitations, what would I be doing with my day or my life? And, rather than just always assuming, like, oh, well, I'll do it next year, and I'll take that trip next year, or I'll launch this part of my business next year, putting things off into the future. I've really gotten a lot more present with what's actually important and enjoyable for me today. So I think that's where I wanted to come in with is, holidays can just bring up so much stuff, nostalgia, memories that have been locked into our bodies, traditions that we're used to, and maybe some of those traditions aren't the same, or maybe some of the same people aren't with you. And as queens, this is why I love queenhood so much, is we're not princesses. Princesses think everything needs to be perfect and get upset when something isn't, and queens really get the layers of life and the totality of life, the high highs and the low lows and the plateaus and the in-betweens. So just let yourself kind of acknowledge where you're at today. Maybe you're in a, I don't know, a funky dynamic in your relationship, or maybe you're hurting over one of your kids and what's going on with them, or maybe you have a physical something going on, or maybe the financial struggle is still there, and whatever it is, we're going to say a prayer about it. And we're going to lift up our attention and focus off of where you don't want to be and into creating what you do desire, even if you don't know how. I think that's the thing for us to get when we live by faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. And when we spend time in our heart and slow down and listen to our bodies, the answers are there. The answers are within. The revelations do appear. Or because we're in a more peaceful and high vibe state, we will literally magnetize the solutions or whatever the outcome is that we really deeply crave. We'll bring it to us. Always, always, always. The at least being the age that I am, I guess it's not even about age, it's the awareness that I have, could have gotten it younger or older, is this is how life works. We don't get to like control everything. We do get to create our realities. And even when the unexpected circumstances show up, we still have so much power inside of us. And that's what I want you to focus on with you, with life, with all of what is inside of you and what may not feel like it's going exactly according to plan. But we're going to get that shifted around and let's increase the vibe and have you remember how amazing and powerful you are and how unlimited God is. So let's pray. Ah, dear God, thank you. Thank you for this moment in time. Thank you for this time in our lives. And I ask that you infuse every woman listening with hope, with healing, with strength, with power, and most importantly, with the ultimate vision that you have for this season in her life. Let us not look to our current circumstances and feel like we're stuck or lacking in any way, or like the answer or the solution doesn't exist. May we remember in this moment that it's your joy, it's your abundance, it's your love, it's your power that is within us also. And since we get what we focus on, let us focus on the unlimited nature of you within us. Let it flow out through us, let it exude from us, let it fill every aspect of us, body, mind, and spirit. Remembering that with you, all things are possible. All things. So we pray in this moment for certain solutions to reveal themselves, for them to be brought to us in spectacular and magnificent fashion. Let any of the low energy or the exhaustion or the tiredness from busyness be evacuated out of us. May we be filled with your love and your joy and your peace and your possibility. We thank you in advance for the solutions that we seek being revealed to us. We thank you in advance for the best and most glorious outcome. We thank you in advance, knowing and believing with certainty that with you all things are possible, that this too shall pass. And then when we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our hearts. Let us remember always that freedom is a thought away, that the miracles do exist. And we thank you for the pleasure and treasure of what life is today. We pray this believing, amen. See? Don't you feel a little more high vibe, a little better already? So there's this thing with feelings. When we're not stuck in feelings that are just stuck in the body, when we pay attention to feelings from a place of passion, from a place of desire, passion doesn't always have to be like super loud energy. I want you to feel into what's one thing that you could get really passionate about today that would serve you, that would soothe you, that would just feel so glorious for you? Is it taking some time for yourself? Is it getting into a comfy couch with a comfy blanket and snuggling up with a book and a cup of tea? Is it going out for a walk and just moving your body? Is it enjoying the Black Friday online shopping scene and treating yourself to some stuff, not just buying things for everyone else? Like, what would feel luscious for you today? Sometimes some good organization. You know, I'm not always in the mood for that. I am much more of a piler than a filer. But sometimes I'm just in the mood to reorganize the closet or get rid of some things that I'm not using, or to tidy up my home office and just have it feel a little bit better. Do you want to go buy flowers for yourself today and put them on your desk? Like, whatever it is, I want you to be really good to you. I want you to treat yourself to some personal luxury. That personal luxury, it might be a bubble bath. It might be shutting off all devices and just enjoying a movie-a-thon, just back to back to back, popping some popcorn, whatever your thing is. Maybe it's going and not doing online shopping. Maybe it's going and wandering around in stores, if that would just be fun for you. And I think the more that we do things that really bring us a great amount of joy and a great amount of pleasure, we'll start to rewire those shoulds, the overthinking, the thinking that we always have to be productive or overly responsible, or, you know, just work, work, work. I know too many women that can't relax until all the work is done. Kind of overrated, don't you think? I mean, if you feel like doing the laundry, then great, but don't do it because the laundry's there and quote-unquote needs done. If you keep treating yourself, if you keep feeling into what feels good, you'll actually get to a place where you'll decide to hire someone to do it, or you'll feel like doing it. I remember when I first started my business, and like more than exactly what was needed to pay the most basic bills started coming in, I knew what I should do with that money, and I should have put it towards paying down credit card bills or whatever other loans I had and that kind of thing. I didn't. I think the first week in my business, I had an extra $60, and I went to Williams-Sonoma and bought an all-clad pot. It was like a small one. And I felt so proud. It felt so great. And I think the next week I had like an extra $20. I went and got a manicure. And the next week I think it was like 10 bucks. I know, sounds scroungy, but I remember where I came from. And I went to Williams-Sonoma and I bought like it was like a vegetable peeler or something, whatever, it was under $10. And I just kept treating myself. And then I went into more money was coming in. And then I was like buying clothes and Jimmy Choo's and like things that like I hadn't like experienced in so long or ever before. And again, I was paying the minimums on my credit card bills, and there's not a financial planner listening that's like, Gina, you're really smart with money. But I got to a place then where once I had treated myself, the story is going somewhere, I promise. Once I treated myself enough, once I filled up all of those empty, what felt like just empty deficits in my life, then I wanted to lop more money off on my credit card bills. I remember I made an extra 60 grand. So those of you just starting your businesses and you're like, is it ever gonna change? Am I ever going to not be in financial struggle? Yes, is the answer, if you don't give up. And I remember I made an extra 60 grand And I, because I'd always feel into like, what do I want to do with this money? Like, what do I want to do with this money? And for a while, it was like shoes and trips and that kind of thing. And I had a tax lien, and I remember I just want to go pay it off. So I went from like treating myself in ways that felt really good to now treating myself in a way that also felt really good. But I knew for me that if I, because I was in so much debt, that if ever all the money I made kept going to just paying bills, I would lose enthusiasm. I would lose hope. I would feel like, what's the point? Everything's just going to bills. And I would probably, for me, stop making money. Again, this is not any financial advice that anyone should take unless it resonates with you. But I knew for me that if I started treating myself, I would be more encouraged to continue to make more money, which would then eventually pay off the debts and the liens and the loans and all the stuff. And by the time it came time to pay that $60,000, I think it was a tax lien, it felt as luscious and as fun as buying the Jimmy Choo's. And this world is just so set up for us to not consider ourselves and consider everyone else's voices and shoulds and value systems. And for me, when I treat myself, I do better, I become more generative, and I become more generous. So, especially you moms out there, if you have not had a minute to yourself, take it, declare it, you know. Set your kids up in the living room or out back and, you know, set your boundaries and do something luscious for you today. It's going to make you a better human. It's going to treat your body better, and it's going to make you a better mom and whatever else. Same with you business owners. I worked through so many Thanksgivings and Black Fridays thinking I had to tinker and tweak away, and isn't that like, it's all going to be waiting there. Take at least some time today to just do, if you want to go get the work done, if you really feel like you have to, limit it though. Give yourself an hour or two and then shut it down and then have the rest of the day. Or vice versa, whatever it is. I want women like us considering ourselves more, and I find that it's actually a spiritual principle. If we feel led to do something or be in a certain way that is exciting to us, there is a reason. And it's not because you're lazy and it's not because you're irresponsible. Like, the spiritual way is so unpredictable, it's so counterintuitive, it is not logical or linear. And you are a woman, so don't try to be all masculine, be all logical and linear today or ever. But you can handle today. And so today you're going to go do something super, super luscious for you, whatever's going to have you just soaking in delight. And with that, I'm going to go do the same thing. I'm going to go visit my father in the hospital, as I'm grateful that I get to do that. And I am going to come back to my parents' house, and Glenn and I are going to cook up a really yummy day's worth of food for us and the relatives that are going to come home or come over. And then I am going to treat myself to some beautiful Black Friday specials. I don't often do it, but I'm just in the mood. I'm in the mood this year. Last year I wasn't in the mood. This year I'm in the mood. So go see who's got what awesome deal going on for you. If you like what I've got going on, I've got pretty spectacular Black Friday special. The Divine Living Academy is 50% off. 50% off. Check out the link in the show notes. 50% off. There's a stretched out payment plan, and I am doing live calls for those of you that are interested in building your business or scaling your business, December, January, February, into March, getting you through the first quarter of the year. So not only will you get what is like my signature program of the 20 years of how I've built everything, you're going to get live coaching calls from me from December, which is basically now, till the first quarter of the year. For those of you that have been in the Divine Living Academy, check your emails. You get these calls for free. So that's a thank you to all of you who were with me on the journey, whether you were in the live program or Divine Living Academy online. For the rest of you that want just over, there's like 100 hours of coaching demonstrations, but you don't have to be a coach to be in it. There's everything from marketing to packaging, wealth, consciousness, offers, like all the mistakes that I made. There's templates, checklists, there's contracts, there's lots of good stuff. So I've never offered it for this price. People that were in the program, depending on what track they were on, bought it for between $10,000 and $17,000 to be in the live program with this curriculum. And now you are getting it for the 50% off. It's not of that rate. You'll go check out the rates of what we're offering for Black Friday. So I'm just saying, you're getting literally a five-figure program for, it's under, I can't say because I can't remember, but my team has the links there, and it's a swankin' deal. So go check it out and then come join me on those calls. They start in December, which is like a little over a week away, and then into January, February, and March, I'm going to be there live with you, supporting you with whatever your dream business is. So come on in and join us. The community is amazing. You're amazing. So if you're not already in it, you should be there, and I want to meet you. All right, my darling, so much love, and go do something luscious for yourself today, whether it's buying the Divine Living Academy, then you can download all that goodness and just like binge-worthy videos, just soak it up, soak it up, soak it up over the weekend, or whatever is going to be luscious for you. Go treat yourself today. Mwah. Lots of love.